Russians feature prominently in these Panama Papers. None of the documents examined so far connects Vladimir Putin directly, but plenty of his friends seem to be there, including a famous cellist, Sergei Roldugin. He apparently controls multiple companies worth billions of dollars in offshore tax havens. Yes, a cellist. Drew Sullivan is editor and co-founder of the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. That's one of the news organizations that's been examining the Panama Papers for the past year. The group's just published an in-depth article on Roldugin.
He's one of Putin's oldest friends, actually. They go back many, many years to before even Putin was in the KGB. They grew up together in what was then Leningrad, St. Petersburg now, and they used to fight on the streets together. They stayed a lot together. They would hang out with each other all the time. So he really is one of his oldest friends.
Is Roldugin rich?
Well, he claims not to be. He's told the New York Times, "I'm not a millionaire." He's kind of self-effacing and basically gives the air of someone who's just a veteran musician and not one of the oligarchs that are going around driving big cars and living in very nice houses.
So in your project's article on Roldugin, you call him the caretaker. Why is that?
Well, that was a description used by one of his friends. And, you know, essentially what people who are close to Putin know is that, you know, Putin will never have any documents with his name on it. He's just too smart of a guy, and he's a world leader. He knows he can't do that. So he most likely uses people like Sergei to hold his assets for him or to basically be his proxy.
Is there anything to suggest that Sergei Roldugin, this Russian cellist, is doing all of this on his own?
Well, no, he does none of it on his own. It's actually done mostly by a couple employees who work for Bank Russia, which is the bank that is called the Bank of Putin's Friends in Russia. And it's a large, profitable bank that seems to have almost managing this whole affair for Sergei Roldugin. And when we talked with Sergei, he had no idea, really. He almost seemed to be foggy about what these companies were and what these transactions were. And so the suspicion is that, of course, you know, he has no idea what's going on. This is, they're just using his name and he signs documents.
How surprised are you by any or all of this?
Well, I won't say I'm surprised by what's happening. I mean, we estimate that Putin is worth probably around $200 billion that he's taken from the Russian economy over the years. And we knew that this was happening. We're very familiar with these types of techniques. They're used all over Eastern Europe and the former CIS states. So that's not surprising. What is surprising is to actually get all the documents, all the evidence, and how really blatant and audacious this was. You know, it's amazing how many records there are and how many cases that you have to do. I mean, when you're stealing, you know, $1 million, that's one thing. When you're stealing $1 billion, you know, that's a whole operation. That's, you know, it's money laundering. It's a lot of transactions. It's a lot of paperwork.
With all those records, I mean, the Kremlin says today the documents contained, quote, nothing concrete and nothing new, end quote, and nothing to implicate Putin. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a pretty surprising statement. I mean, to have documents that prove that at the very least there's kind of money laundering going on, that would be kind of the minimal crime here. To say that this is not new is pretty surprising. I mean, I think when you've been caught with your pants down in such a blatant manner, I don't think there's a whole lot you can really say on this. The documents prove the story.
Drew Sullivan, editor and co-founder of the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
More coverage of the Panama Papers leak later on the show. Stay with us.